From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and once again, it's been a bad day for the stock market. The Dow and NASDAQ began a downward spiral right after the opening bell. Crude oil also dropped below $27 a barrel, a 12-year low. In fact, oil has fallen more than 20% so far this year, and by that I mean January. CNN's Maggie Lake is here, and Maggie, at one point, the Dow was down more than 500 points. So is this more of the same concerns we've had, the Chinese economy, falling oil prices?
Absolutely, Robin. And you do just get that sinking feeling when you start to get it, watch those numbers. But it is. It's centered. And I would say really even more than China, it feels like it is oil today. We are seeing that oil price just drop so rapidly. It's not just the direction. It's the speed with which it's dropping that I think has a lot of investors concerned. Well, and they're trying to figure out what that means.
Well, let's remind people, we saw the international sanctions lifted on Iran. Stocks plummeted in that region because of the competition they now saw from Iran. We're going to have more oil exported from Iran to an already flooded market. Iran's enemy, Saudi Arabia, says it's not going to pull back on its oil production, wants to keep the prices low so Iran doesn't make money. That's great news if you're at the pump, but investors, tell us more about how they're reacting.
That's right. So if you are filling up your car, you feel terrific, right? It's a windfall. But for investors, it's really twofold. Everyone's playing a game of chicken and no one knows who's going to blink first and where it's going to stop. So you're seeing that price drop. That is an issue for oil producing countries. What does that mean for regimes in that country? And then on another level, what does that mean for companies? We had a lot of companies, especially here in the U.S., who during the boom borrowed a lot of debt to build that business. Mm-hmm. They did not factor in oil at this price. And we don't know what the fallout zone looks. Do we see bankruptcies? And if we do, how many? And then who does that hurt? We know it hurts local communities. What does it mean for jobs? What does it mean for the people who lent those oil companies money? That's the part that's very hard to quantify right now. And we don't know at what price it's going to spark that wave of bankruptcies. We think it's going to happen, has started to, but hasn't really come yet. And a lot of people are fearful about that, Robin.
Yeah. Well, that drop in oil and the subsequent cutting jobs and things you just listed probably had an effect on an IMF projection. They cut the projection for global growth for the third time in under a year. We got numbers that China's economy grew at the slowest rate in more than 20 years in 2015. Is that because China had so much catching up to do over the last two decades? Of course, it was like a huge engine. But it had to slow down at some point, or is there something more fearful going on? Yeah.
No, I think we're calling it the transition, right? So the Chinese government pumped all this money in to boost the economy, building infrastructure, very manufacturing and commodity-led, which is why you saw oil and all these commodities boom off the back of that. They fed the China machine. China wants to change the growth mix now. They want to be more centered on the consumer, and they're transitioning. That is going to mean a more evolved but slower rate of growth. You don't get that rapid emerging market growth. You get more nuanced growth that's lower. That's fine if they can manage it well and you service that part of the service economy, the consumer economy. But if you are a business tied to what was that manufacturing infrastructure part of China, you are feeling the pain. So yes, that is absolutely the case. And that's why you see some of the biggest losers today, oil companies, commodity stocks. They are once again the loop back to the equity market. That's what's a big drag on the U.S. stock indices today.
Well, and the other losers, the people who've invested in those things, but don't look.
Yes.
They always tell us, don't look.
Don't think short term. Yeah, keep your eye on the long term and diversify.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks so much.
You are welcome.